It may be Tuesday today, but you can almost set your clock to Friday morning's airings of StoryCorps, the project that records stories from people across the nation. And no shame, if you listen to StoryCorps, chances are you've probably shed a tear or two. 2013 marks 10 years of StoryCorps, and as is tradition, the day after Thanksgiving isn't just delegated to shopping. It's also the day StoryCorps asks you to honor the people you appreciate. Joining us now to talk about StoryCorps and the new book, Ties That Bind, Stories of Love and Gratitude from the First 10 Years of StoryCorps, is Dave Isay, founder and president of StoryCorps. He also joins us today from NPR's New York studio. Thanks for coming in, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
This is great. I'm glad to have you on here. For people who might not know what StoryCorps is, can you just describe it a little bit for us?
Sure. It's as you said, we've been around for 10 years. It's a very simple idea. We started with a booth in Grand Central Terminal. And the idea is you bring someone who you want to honor by listening to their story to our booth. It could be a friend, grandparent, teacher. Come to this booth, you're met by a facilitator who works for StoryCorps, who brings you inside. You sit across from, say, your grandmother for 40 minutes. Facilitator's in the corner. You're in this kind of sacred space. The lights are low. You talk and you listen. It's kind of the StoryCorps method, which takes about 40 minutes to do an interview, is kind of a way, as best possible, to distill someone's life in 40 minutes. At the end of the 40 minutes, two CDs have been burned. One goes home with you. The other stays with us and goes to the Library of Congress, so your great-great-great-great-great-grandkids can get to know your grandmother through her voice and story. So it's a very simple idea. As you said, we've done about 50,000 interviews so far with about 100,000 people, because people come in pairs and do broadcasts on NPR and books and so forth. And I think the underlying idea of StoryCorps, I guess, if you could sum it up in one sentence, is basically just to remind us all that, you know, every life, everybody's story matters equally.
So as I said, I'd love to hear a little bit about the story behind StoryCorps. When you started StoryCorps, you were a freelance radio producer. Is that right? And now it's this massive success and much loved. You know, how did this project start?
Well, I had been doing radio documentaries for public radio for years and years and years and years before starting StoryCorps. And, you know, I had come to believe doing documentaries. Well, you know, I think back to I did something documentary about a little more than 20 years ago with two kids in Chicago growing up on the South Side, where I gave them tape recorders and had them record a week in their lives. And it was the first, as far as I know, the first kind of nationally broadcast kind of do it yourself, give people tape recorders documentary. And I saw with these kids who were 13 at the time, now they're in their, you know, mid-30s, that the microphone, and this is something working on this show, that the microphone gives you the license to have conversations you don't normally get to have. And that as the years went by with these kids, and so many people from this documentary passed away, other than these two, essentially everybody in the program, the tapes became the only record they had of loved ones' lives. So that was, I mean, if there was one moment that was kind of a moment that, where this kind of dawned on me, it was there. And the idea of StoryCorps kind of takes documentary on its head. I came to believe, and now believe way more strongly than I did 10 years ago, that the act of being listened to, of sitting with a loved one and having these conversations, and it's really about listening, not about storytelling, that it can be an important moment in people's lives, sometimes a transformative moment. And it reminds people that their lives matter and that they won't be forgotten.
So StoryCorps, as I said, has a reputation for being a bit of a tearjerker on folks' morning drive on Friday to work. To me, you're now known as the man who made Morning Edition Steve Inskeep cry after he confessed that he often has to turn down the volume during the StoryCorps segments on Friday to keep from tearing up. Do StoryCorps stories ever make you cry?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you know, and I think I think that we've had 50,000, you know, pairs of people in the booth and probably, you know, 49,900 and some odd, you know, cried when they were having these interviews. You know, the stories, you know, they're not sad. You know, I think that what you're hearing is something like completely authentic in this age where we're surrounded by so much phoniness, you know, and StoryCorps is kind of the complete opposite of reality TV. No one comes to StoryCorps to get rich. No one comes to get famous. It's just this act of generosity and love. And I think that comes through in the stories, most of which aren't sad, you know, but I think that when you're hearing, you know, people having these honest conversations, StoryCorps very much, I think, is about mortality, you know, because people recognize when they're having these conversations that, you know, 100 years from now, their great-great-grandkids are going to be listening to this and getting to know them through these through these conversations. And there is something, I mean, almost, I think, sacred about these conversations. And I think that's what happens when you hear these things, that you're kind of, you know, you're in this sort of profound place, you know, to some extent. But again, they're not sad. I think what StoryCorps, I hope, does is kind of shake you in the shoulders, you know, by the shoulders, take you by the shoulders every week. And again, you know, there's so much like 24-hour news and the stuff coming off our internet feeds, and it kind of shakes you and says, like, this is what's important. This is what's important, because that's what really happens in the booth. People talk about what's really important, and it's always the same thing, no matter where we are in the country. You know, the access change, the occupations change, but people talk about family. They talk about their parents, death, you know, birth, love. I mean, it all kind of drills down to those great themes of human existence.
Well, let's listen to one of our favorite StoryCorps episodes. It's from 2007 when StoryCorps visited Kansas City.
Great.
Yeah, this is David Warm talking with his then 15-year-old daughter, Mary Warm, who has Down syndrome.
Mary, who is the most important person in your life?
My sister. I really look up to her, and she's a great person, no matter her room is messy.
Do you remember when you were young and on Friday nights, you and your sister and I would dance in the living room? We'd take out the coffee table and we'd turn up the music and we'd get on our backs and be like bugs.
Yeah.
Is there something about me that you've always wanted to know but you've never asked me?
Yes. Dad, how did you feel when I was born, and how did Mom feel?
Well, that's a complicated question. We didn't know we were going to have a little girl, so that's the first thing we thought. We were really pleased to have another little girl. And then when we learned you had Down syndrome, I think we both decided that we had to figure it all out. And so we went to classes and we read books and we talked to other people. But about 2 months later, I think we just kind of relaxed and realized we just needed to raise you with love and teach you like we did your big sister, and everything would turn out all right. And I think it has.
You tell me I'm special all the time. What makes me special?
Well, there's a lot of things that are special about you. You know, your mom and I, we both really admire you because you are so positive, because you work really hard for everything that you get, and you go out of your way to make sure that everybody's doing okay. Not everybody's like that. In fact, I told somebody just the other day that I want to be more like my daughter Mary when I grow up. Do you have other questions?
No, I don't. Back to you.
Back to me, huh? What one thing about me upsets you? I'm not sure I wanted to ask that.
If you, like, tell me exactly what to do.
So you don't like it when I raise my voice, huh?
Yeah.
Are there some things you want to ask me about you?
Yes. What is your goal for me?
What are Mom and my goal for you?
Yes.
Well, I hope most of all that you keep your sunny personality no matter what you do. And I hope you find somebody you love and have a family of in whatever way you have a family. And we're really looking forward to getting to know you as an adult because you've been such a great kid.
Thanks.
That was David Warm and his daughter Mary Warm. Since that story was recorded, David and Mary recorded a follow-up episode, and you can hear it on our website, kcur.org. Talk about more of those universal truth themes. Your new book, Dave, is called Ties That Bind, Stories of Love and Gratitude from the First 10 Years of StoryCorps. What sets this book apart from some of the other StoryCorps books and special documentaries and things like that that you've already published?
Well, for our 10th anniversary, we wanted to do something that really captured the heart of StoryCorps. And, you know, as I said earlier, people often – when StoryCorps started, it wasn't that difficult to get an interview. Now, you know, we can't nearly meet the demand. And when our booth pulls into Kansas City or wherever it is, we'll often have hundreds, if not thousands of people on a waiting list to get in and do an interview. So people are careful about who they bring to the booth. This book, Ties That Bind, are about the folks that people tend to bring to the booth. It's the people who are the most important in our lives, the people we want to thank for having been there for us at a difficult time or believed in us when nobody else did. So it's people bringing those interviews between those sorts of folks or people remembering that person in their life. And it's basically a book of kind of gratitude and thanksgiving to mark the 10th anniversary of this project, which is so much about kind of connection and kindness. It's about how we kind of nurture and sustain each other. It's also a very good, powerful book. I mean, I think what part of when you were asking about the crying thing, I mean, I think what you hear oftentimes in the StoryCorps segments, and I haven't heard that that segment since it was broadcast years ago, it's almost like kind of poetry in a way through our voices. And I think the same thing on the printed page, that they're kind of little kind of poems of who we are as people and kind of how we belong to each other. There's this quote from Mother Teresa. She used to say, "We've forgotten that we belong to each other." And this is a book that I hope helps us in a little bit remember that we do.
Dave, we only have about another minute, but can you tell us a little bit about what the National Day of Listening is? That's on Friday, right?
Sure. So National Day of Listening is a holiday, a kind of a public radio holiday that we established a few years ago. And we ask folks on the day after Thanksgiving to take an hour and kind of do StoryCorps yourself, do-it-yourself StoryCorps. We have instructions on our website at nationaldayoflistening.org. You may have it at the KCUR website as well.
That's right. We do, yes.
Tells you how to just use a cell phone or whatever devices you have at hand to do an interview. We can't take it for the Library of Congress because of strictures around quality and release forms and so forth. But the important thing is taking a little bit of time to have this conversation with a loved one, to thank them by listening to them and saying, "Who are you? What have you learned in life?" And as you heard in that interview between David and Mary, again, this interview gives you the chance to talk about things that just don't normally get to talk about. You don't normally get to talk about and to ask questions you don't normally get to ask.
If you could advise people on maybe one question to ask on Friday, is there one that pops in your head?
Well, the facilitators always say you do want to prepare. And if you go on our website, we have something called a question generator. You want to ask that question you've always wanted to ask, because the time, no matter how long you do this for, if it's 15 minutes or 40 minutes or 2 hours, it's going to go by very quickly. So think about what you've always wanted to ask and start with that. But you can always go on our website and find those big kind of questions that tend to work really well, like what are the most important lessons you've learned in life? How do you want to be remembered? That sort of stuff. And also, it's important to tell the person when you're doing these interviews, if you feel comfortable doing it, tell them how much they mean to you at the end of the interview, which is always kind of a powerful moment in these StoryCorps interviews.
Dave Isay is founder and president of StoryCorps. His newest book is Ties That Bind, Stories of Love and Gratitude from the First 10 Years of StoryCorps. Our conversation will not be archived at the Library of Congress. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy. Take care.
You can, as Dave said, find some hints for interviewing your loved ones on the National Day of Listening on our website, kcur.org.